This is the story of my first landlord and my first apartment in New York. I think I'm going to call it Rent. I first came up here from South Carolina, North Carolina, like everybody in this on the stage tonight, back in the early 80s. And I was living on people's floors, and I was trying to find an apartment. And I don't know if y'all remember what it was like to get an apartment in 1981. Some of you may not, but it required that you sort of commit a crime. There was all sorts of sort of subleases and various shady documents that had to be mimeographed in like Cuba and then sent back. And there was this thing called key money. Does anybody remember that? Key money, yeah. Maybe that's still around, I don't know. Anyway, a friend of mine called me up and said, I think I've got a place for you. It's in my building. You have to go talk to the superintendent. His name is Bulb. And I said, okay, well, what do I need to bring? And he said, you know, basically $550 in an envelope. So I showed up and went into the super's office, and there was Bob. And we started talking, and I said, well, here's the key money, and I just popped it on the desk. And I guess I didn't know the protocol of sleazing an apartment in New York. I guess you weren't supposed to put the key money right there in front of the superintendent. I seem to have offended him. By the way, my friend Kevin, when he warned me about going in there, he said, you know, Bob talks a little differently than other people. So just stay on your toes. So I put the key money on the table. Bob kind of fixed an eye on me. He says, let me tell you something, mister. One of those reporters came in here one time asking me if I would rent an apartment, you know, like this. And I could tell he had a device in his lapel. And I leaned right over in his lapel and I said, let me tell you something, Buster. I rent my apartments to anybody I want to. And I said it so loud that the guy in the sound truck out front came busting out the back of the car, blood gushing out of his ears, and ran off down the street. So I kind of looked at Bob and I said, wow, that must have been quite a scream you made there. And he kind of looked at me. And then I think I got a lease. I'm not sure. I lived there for 10 years. I think I had a lease. And Bob was the superintendent for 4 buildings on West 99th Street. And over the years, I got to learn just how this guy talked. It was just the way he described reality. It was all very different than maybe the one we all share here on this time-space continuum. So for example, one time he was fixing something in the hall and he just offhandedly told me that he owned 5 ranches in Brazil, where he was from, and 2 vineyards in Italy. I said, wow, Bob, I mean, so why are you fixing my toilet then? I don't, you know. And Bob said, well, you know, the stress of the ranches hurt my heart. And my doctor in Brazil said, grow more flesh to protect the heart. And Bob, in fact, had grown quite an ample carapace of flesh to protect his heart. He would tell you, like, you know, in my country, I can kill somebody and get away with it because it's written into the Constitution that you can't prosecute me. Okay, well that must be very handy somehow.